Janmashtami. So let me wish all of you a very happy Janmashtami Mahamahotsav. Janmashtami Mahamahotsav ki Srila Prabhupada ki Bhur Premanande. So for this past 1 week we have been discussing the various pastimes of the Lord in Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, Srimad Bhagavatam is a treatise of the pastimes of the Lord. So let's invoke auspiciousness by chanting the invocation prayers before we get into class. Nigama kalpatarorgalitam phalam sukamukatam rata dravasam yutam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika puvibhavukah narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayam udiraye nashtaprayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatyuttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. We are not going to discuss a text. So what I am going to do, I am also going to chant the Mangalacharana prayers and Guru Vandana so that I can go on with what I am supposed to say. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Gurun Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shri vishakanvitamscha he krishna karuna sindhu dina bandho jagatpate gopesha gopika kantha radha kantha namostute Tatta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Krupa Sindhu Vyegevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschaitya Deshatarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pundam Gayati Grimit Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarnam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Mao Vishwaraya Krishna Prashnaya Vatyashim Teje Pagaswami Tamrina Machapan Dagavadin Gorutram Nangatam Karine Katanchana Smriti Yasmin Dushkaram Shukaram Gavir Smriti Pritam Sian Shri Chaitanya Namamitam. So today is Janmashtami. We are all happy. We are all set to welcome the Lord. In the midnight there is going to be a big Abhisheka. There is going to be a lot of festivities throughout the day. So the whole mood is already set for the last 1 week. We are talking about Krishna. We are talking Krishna Katha. All this mood of celebration is already set in. So today I thought we would discuss something about the appearance of the Lord, especially about the reasons for the appearance of the Lord, because this is something which is very widely discussed in different shastras, that why the Lord has to appear in the material world. And this is also a subject matter of the Lord's discussion himself. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chatushkrutam Dharmasam Sthapanathaya Sambhavami Yuge Vike. So this is all a very detailedly discussed subject matter, and it is most appropriate that today we again touch upon this subject matter and discuss this subject matter, especially through the eyes of a very, 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 very dear devotee of the Lord, Srimati Kunti Maharani. Srimati Kunti Maharani, in her prayers, she deals with the reasons for the appearance of the Lord. That she is going on talking about different reasons that why the Lord could have appeared. And that set of verses are so beautiful because it dwells into the loving pastimes of the Lord. It dwells into the innermost feelings of love which the Lord has for his devotees. And the setting itself is so delicate that the Lord was about to leave after the war is over, and then suddenly there was a big calamity. The only available son or lineage of the Pandava dynasty, who is Maharaja Parikshit, who is in the womb of his mother Uttara, he is under danger from Ashwatthama's weapon. And he is going to be killed, and Uttara is coming, and she uttered the very famous verse, Pahi Pahi Mahayogin Devadeva Jagatpate Nanyam Tat Abhayam Pasche Yatramityu Parasparam. And she came running to the Lord that, please save me, please save me. Pahi, Pahi, please save me, please save me. It's normally not the situation for royal woman to come running out like this. But then it was an extraordinary situation. So Uttara broke all the norms coming to the Lord. Just like the child which is lost from the mother, and then finds the mother suddenly, and then comes running to the open arms of the mother. She was coming running to the Lord, and then she was telling, this is my predicament, please save me. And the Lord immediately took action. He didn't wait for the great Suras, the Pandavas, because these Pandavas were great Suras. They were great, very powerful men. And they all, especially Arjuna, he had all the divine weapons in his command. And even he had the Pashupata Astra, which is very rare to get. Even more powerful than Brahmastra. He had all these things, but he did not wait for Arjuna to act. Immediately he acted. The Lord acted immediately. At the moment he acted. And then he saved the son of Uttara, Parikshit Maharaj. And the Lord was about to go because his mission is finished. At that time, with great humility and with great feelings, Kunti Maharani starts addressing the Lord. And then she recites these wonderful prayers, which are there in Srimad Bhagavatam, enshrined in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and beautified by the commentary of Srila Prabhupada. And of course all the previous acharyas have given a lot of commentaries on that verse, and especially Prabhupada's commentary. And that commentary was bejeweled by Prabhupada's lectures which he gave on the series of verses, which we know as the book Prayers of Queen, Teachings of Queen Kunti. Is very unique that how this name is there. Actually they are prayers, but the book is titled as Teachings of Queen Kunti, because those are not only prayers, they are also very profound teachings of a devotee who has understood the heart of the Lord. Sometimes it is very difficult to understand the heart of the Lord, and very few people have understood the heart of the Lord. Rupa Goswami is one of them. That's why we chant his mantra, Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale. We chant Rupa Goswami's mantra like this. That he knows the innermost desire in the heart of the Lord. Same way, Kunti Maharani also knows the innermost chambers of the heart of the Lord. And then she describes the various pastimes of the Lord, how he has been interacting with her, especially with great intimacy, to save her from different situations. And as she is contemplating her own life, and as the prayers of emotions and love flow out of her mouth, and then she comes to a point where she is thinking that she doesn't understand very well how the Lord acts, because she thinks that it's very unusual the Lord acts in certain ways. She says, Janma karma cha vitva vishvatman ajasya kratratmanah tiryan rishishu yadashu tat atyanta vidambhanam. Atyanta vidambana means it's very bewildering. What is very bewildering? The Lord, He is unborn. This is known to everyone. But at the same time, He does take birth. Janma and karma. And He performs different activities. Okay, this is not new subject matter. But why Kunti Maharani finds it very bewildering? Because in the normal sense, what is known in material world is that if a person is of high caliber, then his birth is also of very high caliber. A person who is very pious, he is born in Brahminical family, he is born in Kshatriya family, he is born in great family, he is like a great personality, and people immediately can recognize the greatness of the personality simply by his birth. But the Lord, being the greatest of the great personalities, appears in the most abominable species also. She says, Thiryan Rishishu Yadashu. Thiryan means aquatics. Sometimes he becomes fish. Sometimes he becomes the most abominable boar. So what he does, being the greatest personalities, how he can take, according to material conception, very lowest form of birth. So this is something very bewildering. And in spite of taking such a birth, the Lord always remains Achyuta. Always He remains infallible. He is not like an ordinary fish. He is not like an ordinary boar. Then He becomes a fish. Then He swims the pralaya waters. The waters of devastation. He doesn't swim in the normal sea like a fish. He swims in the ultimate waters of devastation. And how does He swim in the waters of devastation? He swims in the waters of devastation carrying a whole boat on His back, you know, tied to His back by Vasuki. Fantastic things He does. So, even when He is a fish, He is not an ordinary fish. And when He becomes a boar, what He does? He simply lifts the whole Mother Earth with His tusk. And then puts her on the causal ocean. So, fantastic activities He does. So, one way she is bewildered by how Lord, who is so great, takes such a low birth, seemingly low birth. But then she reconciles herself, saying that, okay, He has taken low birth, but He acts fantastically. So that reconciles. So He always reminds the Lord. He always remains infallible. So it is bewildering, but one sense it reconciles, because He shows that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He shows His greatness. He shows His Aishwarya in all these forms. When he was Narsingadev, even Lakshmi was finding it very difficult to approach Him. Only Prahlad could approach Him. So He was so ferocious, so angry. Nobody could imagine that anger could be displayed like this. So He was perfect in displaying His anger also. So the Lord was so great, and that greatness, even though these births were not so great as per material standards, the greatness of the Lord was sufficiently manifest in these incarnations. So she is thinking about different incarnations, and then suddenly she gets even more bewildered when she thinks of Krishna Himself. And then she starts saying this verse. Gopyadate Twayi Kritagasi Damatavad Yate Dashashu Kalilanjana Shambramaksham Vaktram Niniya Bhayabhavanayastitasya Samam Vimohayati Bhirapyat Bhiveti, she says. That, yes, my dear Lord, I can understand that even though you are free to take birth in any place, but you still remain the great majestic Lord. As described in Vishnu Sahasrama, Shantakaram, Bhujagashayanam, Padmanabham, Shuresham, Vishwadharam, Gagana Shadusham, Vegavarnam, Shubhangam, Lakshmi Kantam, Kamalanayanam, Yogi Hridhyana Gamyam, Vande Vishnu Bhava Bhayaharam, Sarvalokaikanatham. So, very beautiful description of the Lord, Shantakaram, very peaceful, appearance. Bhujagashayanam, he is sleeping on his shoulders. Padmanabham, He has the navel like lotus, and also there's a lotus which comes out of his navel. So Padmanabham, Shuresham, he's so beautiful. Vishwadharam, he is holding the whole creation. Tagana Sadusham, he is completely there everywhere. Megavarnam, he is of the color of the fresh monsoon cloud. Shubhangam, every limb of the Lord is so auspicious. So very wonderful and majestic description of the Lord in Vishnu Sahasranama. And when we hear this description, we become immediately we come to the platform of awe and reverence. That immediately we think that, oh, this is the Lord whom we should pray, whom we should pay obeisance. And that aspect of the Lord was displayed in all the avatars. But when it came to Krishna avatara, even that aspect of the Lord was not there. And when she was thinking, especially about Damodar Leela, she is telling, Gopyadate Twayi Kritagashi Damatavat, that this Yashoda, she took one rope to bind you. Yate Dashashru Kalilanjana Shambhramaksham. When you saw that rope in her hand, what was your situation? Your situation was that you're crying Kalila Anjana Sambhrama Aksham, that you're crying so much with fear and with great respect for your mother that all the mascara which was laid in her eyes, they were just melting and flowing down. And you're so fearful. And how you are standing? You're not standing Shantakaram Bhujaga Shayanam, or not like that majestic form. Vakram Niniya Bhayabhavanaya Stitasya. Your eyes were looking down, your head was bent down, and you're so fearful of your mother who is trying to bind you. You're a picture of fear. You're not a picture of majesty. That's normally seen in different avatars. That the fish incarnation, so big, miles and miles long, which had a horn like big as big as Mount Meru, and you know, glowing like you know, with golden hue, and just see the fish incarnation, Matsya people get afraid. No, this is not Krishna. Small boy, very small boy, afraid of his mother, crying, and the beautiful eyes which are anointed with mascara by his own mother, they are all melting down. Especially in Damodar Ashtakam, this scene is also very beautifully described. Maybe we can also sing together. Rudantam muhur netra yugmam rajantam karamboja yugamena shatanka netram muhu swasakam patri rekanka kantha stita graivam damodaram bhakti baddham. Very beautiful description, just like what Kunti Maharan describes the scene. Rudantam, the Lord is crying, Muhur Netra Yugamam Rijantam, from his eyes the tears are flowing. Karamboja Yugamena Shatanka Netram, with his lotus hands he is just doing his eyes like this, trying to cry. And Muhuswasakampa, when he is crying, he is taking short breaths. Like this, you know, he's making short breaths. And when he takes short breath, what happens is that the throat, which is lined with three lines like a shankha, the throat is moving up and down. Very beautiful scene of the Lord who is crying with fear. And when Kunti Maharani sees, then she is thinking, this is the person of whom fear personified is afraid of. And see this person's sweetness and see this person's love, that simply, you know, thinking of his mother's love, he's so much afraid of this rope which his mother is showing, that I'm going to bind you, you're so naughty, you're so mischievous, you've done so many things wrong today, you broke my butter pot, he gave all the butter to the monkeys, this is not acceptable, I'm going to punish you. And the Lord, who is death personified, who says mityu sarvaharaschaham in Bhagavad Gita, that I am the death and I take everything from everyone, that Lord is crying in front of that mother, seeing the stick in her hand and the rope in her hand. And then she says that, oh, this is utterly bewildering, this is utterly bewildering. And having reminisced the pastimes of the Lord, then she starts thinking that why should the Lord do these things? That what makes him to do these things? Why does he leave his wonderful, beautiful abode, which is his own Goloka? Very nicely described by Brahma how Goloka is. He said that the whole place is made with kalpa vrikshas, wish-fulfilling trees, and it is paved with touchstones. And the place is such that when people speak, this is poetry. When people walk, this is dance. And the water flowing there is nectar. And time is conspicuous by its absence. That every time, always it is present. Nimesha dharkyova vrajati nahi itrapi samayaha, Brahma says. That place, that wonderful abode, where Krishna is being served by thousands of Lakshmis, with great love and great care, Lakshmi sahasra satasambhrama sevyamana. That is his place, that is Krishna's place. That's Krishna's beauty, that's Krishna's opulence, that's Krishna's sweetness. Why he has to leave that place and come to this place, where half the people don't even recognize that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And simply they insult him in many ways, like Duryodhana was insulting him. And he's telling him, oh, this is a cowherd boy, he's a magician, I'm going to arrest him. When Krishna came as the messenger of Yudhishthira, and he was telling the Kauravas and the Dhritarashtra that please give them five villages or just five villages, not even half the country, let's avoid the war. Duryodhana was telling, no way, I'm not even going to give them even the land which can be occupied by the tip of the needle. What to speak about five villages? And then he said, what is this Krishna? He's making big deal out of himself. He's coming and talking like big man. I know who he is. He's just a cowherd boy. He was jumping here and there. He was running behind girls. What he has to do with come and talk about great assembly of great Kshatriyas? What he has got to do with all these things? I'm going to arrest him. I will show this world today what kind of fellow he is. I will prove to everyone that he is a cheater. Then he made the whole plan that he is going to arrest Krishna by making a mechanical device. So he was the first scientist who was against Krishna. He said, I could make a mechanical device and arrest Krishna. And he made the whole arrangement of a mechanical device by which Krishna could be arrested. And then Satyaki was, Vidura was bewildered. He thought, how? What is this? What this guy is up to? He is going to arrest the Supreme Lord. What? He is gone completely mad. And then he went to Krishna and then he told him, you please take care of yourself. They are going to arrest you. And Krishna smiled. They are going to arrest me. Let me see how they are going to arrest me. Because Brahma says, Panthastu koti satavatsara sampragamyo vayo rathabhi manaso muni pungavanam sopyasti yat prapadasinni avichindya tatver govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. This is Krishna. That great yogis and great jnanis, satavatsara sampragamyo, thousands of years they control their breath, they do a lot of gymnastics, they do this, they do that. And what is their situation? Sopyasti yet prabhatasimni avichintya tatve. They cannot even understand the tip of the toe of Krishna. This is Krishna. And Duryodhana is thinking, I'll arrest him. I'll put him in my jail. And Krishna was smiling. Okay, let him try. Let him try to arrest me. And when that really happened, then Krishna showed partial Vishwarupa. Not even the full Vishwarupa. A partial Vishwarupa. And just by the effulgence of that Lord, Duryodhana was blinded. Just by the effulgence. He didn't even see the full opulence of the Lord. In that assembly, only few people saw the full opulence of the Lord. Dhritarashtra got his eyes and he saw the full opulence of the Lord. Bhishma saw the full opulence of the Lord. Drona saw the full opulence of the Lord. Kripa saw partial opulence of the Lord. And Dhritarashtra said that, I have seen your opulence, I don't have to see anything again. Please make me blind again. So the Lord made him blind again. So why I am telling this is that Krishna has to prove himself in material world. When he comes here, he has to tell these demons and all these people that I am the Supreme Lord, you have to surrender to me. This is Krishna's situation when he comes to material world. So Kunti Maharaj is thinking, why he has to come and take so much trouble? And then she starts thinking that she starts listing different reasons why Krishna could have come. సో ఫస్ట్ ఈ సేస్ కేచిన ఆహుర అజంజాతం పుణ్యశ్లోకస్య కీర్తయే యదో ప్రియస్యాన్మవాయే మలయస్యేవ చందనం. She says that first reason for you to appear could be that you want to glorify the devotees like Yudhishthira, like Yadu, your ancestors, the great devotees of the Lord. Because these two people, Yudhishthira and Yadu, they are very special. Yadu is a great devotee of the Lord. He is Yayati's son. And he formed his own dynasty, and in that dynasty, the Lord appeared because of his devotional service. Same way Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira is one of the three people who has the title of Haridas. Haridas means the Das or the slave of Lord Hari or the servant of Lord Hari. The only three people who have this title. One is Yudhishthira, the other one is Uddhava, and the third one is Govardhan. Okay? So only these three people have this title of Haridas. So Yudhishthira was such a great devotee that he carried this title Haridas. So she was thinking that maybe you want to appear in those dynasties as relatives of their dynasties because you want to glorify them. Just like the sandalwood appearing in Malaya glorifies Malaya. Sandalwood can be anywhere. Sandalwood tree can be anywhere. It doesn't have to be specifically in Malaya. And it happens to be in Malaya, and Malaya gets famous because of the sandalwood. Prabhupada says in his lecture that how different deities they are anointed with sandalwood during summer from the sandalwood from Malaya, because Malaya sandalwood is so special. So the sandal, but what is special? The special is sandalwood. But it happens to be in Malaya. So Malaya becomes special along with the sandalwood. So same way, simply by appearing as relatives, a relative in this dynasty, he makes these dynasties very famous. So this is one reason. She says that, yes, this is one reason. Then she is thinking, yeah, this is one reason, but this is for the glorification of Yadus and glorification of Yudhishthira. And then she thinks, what else could be the reason? Then she thinks that, yeah, she could have appeared for the purpose of Devaki and Vasudeva, because he has already promised them when they were Sutapa and Prishni that he is going to appear as their child again and again. So she is thinking that the Lord is fulfilling his promise as Bhaktavatsala. He says, Apare Vasudevasya Devakyam Yachito Begat Ajastub Asya Kshemaya Vadaya Sasurat Dvisham. So there are two reasons. One reason is that he wanted to fulfill the promise to Vasudeva and Devaki that he will appear as their children, as their child, and also he had to deal with this Suradvishas. Suradvishas means one who are against the devotees of the Lord. Suras are the devotees of the Lord, Dvishas means one who hate the devotees of the Lord. The demons, they don't like the devotees of the Lord. And the Lord has to come from time to time to deliver the devotees and also the demons. It's not that the Lord is punishing the demons. The Lord is actually delivering the demons. Because since the Lord is absolute, there is no difference from his deliverance and punishment. Both are acts of extreme love. When the Lord kills, it is out of love he kills. When the Lord fights, out of love he fights. Because whom he is fighting with? Ultimately, he is fighting with his own associates, Jaya and Vijaya, who are the great demons, who themselves requested the Lord, "Oh Lord, we understood that you want to fight, but we know that nobody can fight you in material world. So why don't you make such arrangement that we can go to the material world as your enemies and then you can fight for your heart's content?" This is devotional service. That devotees are ready to take all kinds of risk to be born in demoniac families, even to seemingly forget the Lord. Even though they didn't forget the Lord, they were always thinking about the Lord. They were in constant remembrance of the Lord. That's why Narada glorifies Kamsa. He says, "Oh, nobody can remember you like this." Of course, we dealt with this before in the previous classes. So they were always in remembrance of the Lord, but in enmity, because the Lord wanted that pastime. So, and the Lord comes there to have a good fight. He wants to have a good fight. Kamsa can give him a good fight. Dantavakra can give him a good fight. So the Lord thinks, okay, let me have a good fight with the demons and let me enjoy some virya rasa. like it is explained when Bhishma Dev was fighting with the Lord, it's very nicely explained. Prabhupada quotes Vishnachakra Thakur that when Bhishma Dev was throwing his arrows so fiercely at Krishna in the battlefield, and the arrows were piercing into Krishna's body, and blood was oozing out of his body, and he was looking like a big blue mountain which is decorated with the emerald, because on the blue form of the Lord the red blood was oozing out. So it's so beautiful, so beautiful form. That form, Vishwadev tries to remember when he also leaves his body. He says, Tribhuvana Kamanam Tamalavandam Ravikara Kauravarambram Dadane Baburalaga Kulavradhananabjam Vidayarhike Rajirastume Navadya. That this beautiful form which I see with the Lord in the chariot in the form of Virya Rasa, and he's holding the reins of the chariot, and he could see behind him Arjuna holding his bow and is trying to shoot at Bhishma, and Bhishma is also fighting with the Lord. That beautiful form, let it eternally be manifest in front of me, the Bhishma Dev says. So this is Virya Rasa. The Lord fights with the demons. That is also his pastime. That's also his pastime of love, a loving exchange between his devotees who have become demons. So ultimately everything for the Lord is ultimately it's all play. So she is thinking that maybe you came to enact this play. In the process, also establish dharma. Because when demons are killed and when devotees are protected, dharma is established. In the process, you also establish dharma. She is thinking that could be one reason that you wanted to come for Devaki, you wanted to come for Vasudev, and you also wanted to establish dharma. This could be one reason. And then she thinks, what else could be the reason? Then she remembers, oh, Brahma, he prayed for you. He's a great devotee of the Lord. And he's also your son. Because he is born out of the navel of Vishnu. So Brahma is son of Vishnu, Krishna. So she is thinking that your wife, who is Bhudevi, she went to Brahma. And then she was telling that this whole earth is populated by demons who have become kings. Because all these Kamsa, Shishupala, Dantavakra, Jarasandha, the whole family, they were all actually previously demons. And in Dwapara Yuga, they all became Kshatriyas. And when they become Kshatriyas, they also amassed a lot of military. And the whole earth was disturbed by the movement of military from one place to another place. There are always sounds of hoofs of their horses and bugles and that and this and fighting and capturing and all these activities are going on continuously. So actually Bhumi Devi, she doesn't like these kind of activities so much. She wants to have on her surface the footprints of the Lord, the footprints of the devotees of the Lord, the footprints of devotees who move everywhere on the length and breadth of her surface to preach the glories of the Lord. This is very pleasing for her. But when that doesn't happen, when demons occupy her surface, and then when they start claiming that, oh, this is my land, this is my territory, this is my thing, I am going to fight, I am going to this, I am going to do this, I am going to do that. So many things, so many disturbances. So then she becomes worried. Then she thinks that, no, this is not good. I have to cleanse myself. I have to go through some cleansing process. Then she goes to Brahma and then she tells Brahma, see, this is too much for me. And these demoniac forces, they are just pulling me down. That why don't you save me? Then Brahma says that, yeah, we have to go and ask your husband to do this. Because Krishna can do this. I cannot do this. So then he goes to the Shirasagara, the milk ocean, and then he starts praying to the Lord, Sahasra Shirasha Purushaha Sahasrakshas Sahasrapat, all these things, you know, the Veda mantras of Purusha Shukta, they chant and then they pray for the Lord. The Lord appears in their heart, and then he says that, okay, I will appear as Krishna. I am going to appear as Swayam Bhagavan, myself. So you all go and take birth in different families, and I will come and set right the situation. So that could be one reason that why the Lord appeared. But that is to please Brahma and that is to please Bhumi Devi. So he could have appeared to please Brahma, he could have appeared to please Devaki and Vasudeva, he could have appeared to please Yadu and Yudhishthira, all these things. But then Kunti Maharani is also saying that these are not only the reasons why the Lord appears. And the ultimate reason she gives for Lord appearance is the most sweetest of all. Because that reason we can relate to personally. That reason we can relate to personally. When we study that reason, then we can understand that Krishna is a person and he cares for me personally. It's not that he cares for so many people who are his parishadas. It is not that he cares for so many people who are his declared devotees. He cares for each and every one of us sitting in this room. He cares for me. He cares for you. And this Janmashtami, or the appearance of the Lord, this is for us as much as it is for Yudhishthira, for Yadu, for Devaki and Vasudeva, for the Suras, for the Bhumi, and for Brahma, and for all of them. We sometimes think, yeah, this is all for different people, but what about me? This small soul, this insignificant jiva, who is simply suffering in this material world, being tossed up and down by this ocean of material existence. What about me? And in that verse, Kunti Maharani says, yes, the Lord knows you, and he appeared for you specifically. She says that she actually encapsulates the whole material existence in exactly four words in this verse. Bhave asmin klishyamananam avidya kama karma vihi shravana smaranarhani karishyan iti kechana, she says. The whole material existence, which we have been discussing in fifth canto, in our Bhagavatam classes, that this is there, that loka, this Palakshadipa, that Deepa, Sura Sagara, the Sagara of honey, Sagara of salt water, very complicated descriptions of different planetary systems, how they are arranged, like a dolphin, Shishumara, this, everything put together by Kunti Maharani in just four words. Klishyamananam avidya kama karma bihi. This is the description of this entire circus. Klishyamananam means those who are suffering. Why they are suffering? Avidya. Avidya means ignorance. Okay, what comes out of ignorance? Kama, desire, comes out of ignorance. The desire to enjoy away from Krishna comes out of ignorance. And in order to fulfill the desire, what we have to do? Karma bihi. Different activities we have to perform. And that activity is what they result in? Klesha. Great suffering. That's why we get this nice name, Klishyamananam. Those people who are continuously suffering. So this is the whole material world. All these 14 planetary systems, Brahma Bhuvana Loka. The whole system is simply four words. Klishyamananam avidya kama karma bhi. Desires born out of ignorance, and the activities to fulfill the desire born out of ignorance, the suffering which is the result of the activities to fulfill the desires which are born out of ignorance. This is in a small nutshell material life. It can be in Swargaloka, it can be in Patala Loka, it can be in Satya Loka, or it can be in Mahatattva. Doesn't matter. Any place. This is the whole description. And then she says that this is the material world. These are the jivas. These are the baddha jivas. These are the conditioned souls of the material world. And you appear for each and every one of them. That's your greatness. And what you do for them, you give them some substance which they can hear, they can chant, they can remember. Some substance. Not something void, without substance. Not some literature which is the literature of the crows, which is just a dump of garbage, which does not benefit anyone. But some substance which can be spoken by the swans, paramahamsas, which can be relished by them, which can be spoken by them again and again, which can be exchanged within them, some substance of value. Vastavam atra vastu shivadham tapatrayon mulanam, Bhagavatam says. This is the actual substance. Krishna Katha, that's the actual substance. The pastimes of the Lord is the actual substance. Vastavam atra vastu shivadam. Shivadam is the most auspicious substance. And by hearing that, what happens? Tapatraya unmulanam. The three kinds of miseries, tapatraya, the three kinds of miseries, adhyatmika, adibhautika, adidaivika, these are three miseries. The miseries caused by oneself, the miseries caused by the external agencies, and the miseries caused by the demigods. So these are three kinds of miseries which are going through. These miseries, unmulanam. Unmulanam means removed from the core, completely removed with the root. Tapatraya unmulanam. This is Krishna Katha. This is Vastu. This is the actual substance. And the Lord gives us that substance so that we can speak, we can hear, we can see, we can smell, we can touch, and we can engage our all our senses, the karmendriyas and jnanendriyas, in the substance which is of substantial value. And by this we can purify ourselves. Krishikena krishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchyate, Narada says. And what is the result of that? You do service to the Lord Krishikesha by senses, by engaging your senses. And what is the result of that? Sarvopadi vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam. All these different designations which we carry, that I am this, I am that, and I am that, and I am this, I am so great, I am so small, I am useless, I am the most useful, all different designations which we carry, I am so fallen, all these designations which we carry, they are all removed. Sarvopadi vinirmuktam. And upadi is a very technical word which is understood by a very nice example, that there's a white crystal and there's a red lotus. If you keep a red lotus near the white crystal, then the crystal looks red. Now, is the crystal is white or red? As long as the lotus is near the crystal looks red. And it exactly behaves like a red crystal. It does not behave like a white crystal. But when the lotus is removed, it becomes a white crystal, because that is original situation. So this is called removal of upadhi. That removal of upadhi happens because the Lord provides the platform for that to happen in the material world. If the Lord does not come, if he doesn't manifest his leela, what we would speak about? That's why the gopis say, Tavakathamritam taptajeevanam kavibirintam kalmashapaham shravana mangalam srimadadatam bhuvigrinantiye bhuridajanam. That these people who broadcast this message of your different activities and pastimes all over the world, they are the greatest social workers. They are the greatest welfare workers. Because that brings auspiciousness. Taptajeevanam. This world, in this world, we are burning. We are burning with suffering. Every moment of this life is burning us. Disease, death, war, famine, pestilence, everything is burning us. It's burning us. We cannot stay in one place. We cannot be peaceful. The whole place is burning us. Davanala. Every day we sing, Samsara Dava Nalalida Loka Tranaya Karunya Ganaganatvam Praptasya Kalyana Gunarna Vashya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda. So the Lord provides enough material for us, for the great devotees to talk about. This is something which is great. Bhave Ashmin Klishyamana Nam Avidya Kama Karma Bihi Shravana Smaranarhani Karishyan Yitikechana. Shravana and Smarana, that we can speak about the activities of the Lord. We can say, oh, the Lord broke the butter pot. Oh, the Lord gave the butter to all the monkeys. Oh, the Lord stole the butter. When the gopis were going, he was throwing stones at the pot of their curds, and the curd was coming and flowing all over the place. Oh, the Lord was running here, and when he was fighting with Subala, and the Lord got defeated, and you know he had to carry him on the shoulder, and the Lord was carrying the shoulder, somebody on the shoulder, and he was running. So many things he gives us to speak about, so many different activities, so much of sweetness he gives us to speak about. So we can speak about this again, again and again. So many times we can speak. We can never be satisfied. We can never be satiated by speaking about the Lord, by hearing about the Lord, by singing about the Lord, by dancing in front of the Lord, by seeing His wonderful beauty, the deity so wonderfully dressed by the devotees. Never we are satisfied. Never we are satiated. And that attracts all our senses. And we somehow or other, in the corner of our mind, in the corner of our heart, start thinking, is this not happiness? Is this not real life? Is this not what I am supposed to experience eternally? What I am doing here? What is my business here? Why am I trying to make so much money, thinking this is money, wealth, women, children, they all can give me happiness? What just happened to me? We can think somewhere at some time, because the Lord so kindly appeared for me, and then He showed His entire pastimes to me. He said, this is Goloka. These are the gopis. These are the gopas. These are my parents. These are my friends. And this is the place to play. This is my playground. And this is where you were, my dear stupid Jiva. And what you're doing here? What you're doing here? See this trailer. I have the whole movie permanently running in Goloka. If this trailer is so sweet, what about the full movie? Why you are rotting here? Come back. Come back. Come back. This is why Krishna appeared. Yes, He appeared for millions of reasons. He appeared for so many things. He appeared for Yadu. He appeared for Devaki. He appeared for Vasudeva. It's all fine. But He also appeared for me, one stupid little Hari Leela Das, to show me that this is your place. Come, don't rot here. You don't belong to this place. Don't be fooled. And Kuntivanani puts this so beautifully in her prayer. That's why it is called as teachings of Queen Kunti, not prayers of Queen Kunti. Of course they are prayers, but they are teachings. They are hammering this point so beautifully, so softly in our double-densed bulletproof brain, that please understand this. This is why the Lord came. Shunvanti, gayanti, grananti, abhikshna saha, smaranti, nandanti, tavehitam janaha, sayeva pasyanti, achirena tavakam, bhava pravaho, paramam padavajam. The Lord's lotus feet, where it is situated? It is situated far away from this material existence, so far away from this material existence. But that lotus feet of the Lord, which is so auspiciously marked, with so much auspicious markings, Dvija Vajra Ankusha Pankacha Kalitam Vrajavanita Kucha Kumkuma Lalitam Vande Girivaratara Padakabalam Kamalakara Kamalanchitam Amalam. This is the lotus feet of the Lord. Dvija Vajra Ankusha Pankacha, flower, gold, Pankacha, lotus, Ankusha, that's gold, Dvija Vajra, the thunderbolt. All these things are marked in the Lord's lotus feet. And what kind of lotus feet? It is colored with the kumkuma from the breast of the gopis. And that lotus feet, which is held by the lotus hands of the lotus-like Srimati Radharani, Kamala. So that lotus feet, situated so far away from the material world, so far away from the sufferings of the material world, that lotus feet, achirena tavakam, immediately we can see. Not that we will see after millions of lifetimes. Achirena tavakam means immediately we can see that lotus feet. Without any delay we can see that lotus feet. Of course we are going to see it after 1 hour. You'll see that lotus feet. When the Lord opens his darshan, you'll see that lotus feet. Beautiful lotus feet of the Lord Madhava standing in Tribhanga form and giving the darshan of his lotus feet to all of us. Achirena tavakam bhava pravaho paramam padambujam. What we have to do? Shunvanti, we have to simply hear. Gayanti, we have to simply sing. Grananti, we have simply taken. Abhikshnashaha, every moment we have to do this. Every moment we have to do this. Smaranti, which is remember, the Lord did this, the Lord did that, the Lord did this, the Lord did that. He created this whole material world simply because of me. One stupid jiva. I wanted this 14 planetary system the Lord created. Okay, have it. Try to enjoy. See what you can do. And when you cannot enjoy, I will open back Goloka's doors for you. The Lord is so magnanimous. The Lord is so great. Talk about him. Sing about him. Remember him. Smaranti. Nandanti. Take great pleasure in talking about him, in remembering him, in exchanging topics about him. Take great pleasure. Tavehitam janaha. All the activities of the Lord. Millions of activities of the Lord are there. Bhagavatam is filled with activities of the Lord. The Puranas are filled with the activities of the Lord. Bhagavad Gita is filled with the instructions of the Lord. Chaitanya Charitamrita is filled with the activities of the Lord. There is no dearth of the topic to talk about the Lord. We can keep on talking day and night. We can keep talking about the Lord. And that's what the Lord also wants us to do. That we should do this. That we should bodhayantah parasparam, that we should speak to each other about the Lord, about the greatness of the Lord, about the sweetness of the Lord, about the activities of the Lord. When we do this, it is sure that we will see that lotus feet, which is colored by the kumkum of the breast of the gopis, which is held by the lotus hands of the lotus-like Srimati Radharani. And there's of no doubt, because Kunti Maharani has told this in front of the Lord, that this is what will happen to the jivas, and for this reason you appeared in the material world. So this Janmashtami, let's all understand that yes, the Lord appeared for millions of reasons, but yes, the Lord also appeared for me personally. He cares for me. He's so nice. He's so beautiful. And he wants me back with him. This is his mission. This is his leela. All the things he does in the material world is simply for this one purpose. That individually he wants me back with him. And when we understand this, then the Janmashtami becomes a real festival. Becomes a real celebration. And that celebration, we can hold it in our heart. We can relish it in our heart. We can always remember it in our heart. We can talk about it in our heart. And one day, hopefully, we'll be by the side of Prabhupada celebrating Janmashtami in Goloka. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Janmashtami Maha Mahotsav ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande. I think we don't have we don't have time for comments or questions, because there's a real nectar which is going to flow downstairs with His Holiness Jayapagaswami Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Hare.